The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the show.
And I was going to do the hey, good morning.
Why don't you do it?
Hey, good morning. I'm awake. I'm up.
You got it.
Robin's just a little low.
Robin's a little low.
How about that?
How about now? You got to talk,
Robin.
Yeah,
you got to talk in order for
me. Well, I was saying, how about now? Brown cow?
Just a little bit more.
I'm still not sure which one I turned.
The bottom, this one.
This one?
Yeah, the one with the light on it.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, I had you all screaming in my ear, so I turned them down a little bit. But
I got it. How's that, Chris?
A little bit louder.
Oh, my goodness.
A little bit louder now. A little bit louder now.
Hey, Chris, that last song, you know, the guy mentions about having a wolf in his pack.
Yes.
I'm guessing that guy's from somewhere in the mid, you know, up like the Upper Peninsula or something like that.
Probably.
You know, he talks about his hunting shack. He is reminiscent of the Youpers, the second week of deer camp.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Youpers.
The Youpers, yeah. The Upper Peninsula guys. The Youpers.
The Youpers?
The Youpers, yeah.
I've lived over here my entire life and never heard that. Not my entire life.
We used to play it on the air a lot.
Not my entire life.
Around deer season. So, well, that's one we should get back in the mix, second week of deer camp. But our buddy Joe writes that a hunting buddy of his moved out west and became addicted to hunting wolves. He gave it up, though.
I'm waiting.
I think Chris left.
I know he did.
You're waiting.
For the punchline.
There's no punchline. He gave it up. He got addicted to hunting wolves. He gave it up. He was up to a pack a day.
See, I knew it was coming.
So, timing is everything.
I know. You were just taking too long. You were dragging.
You got to let the anticipation
build
up.
Until people lose track of what you said in the first place.
Weren't you in bed the first hour?
I could go back. I don't care. My headache's not perfect, but it's better.
Oh, good. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 if you'd like to call. I think Chris will pick up your call in just a minute. If it rings a little bit, let it ring, and he'll be right there. So, okay. We heard from Butch.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Good morning, Butch. In fact, I think I was messaging Butch yesterday.
Yeah, he said, thank God you're okay. He says, as with myself, I know bumbles don't bounce.
I like that. Bumbles do not bounce.
Nope.
And men are men when they get sick or hurt.
What does that mean?
That's all I'm going to say.
I'm not sure if I like what you just said.
Doesn't matter. It's the truth. If you speak the truth, it doesn't matter.
That's true. Oh, my goodness. Well, you turned on the outdoor channel.
No, I'm looking for the weather.
There's a guy with about a 2.5-pound smallmouth bass. Really pretty fish.
It's a beautiful fish, but I want weather.
Hopefully we'll get back. Hopefully we'll get back to the reservoirs this spring and do our annual trip. That would be great.
I think we will. I think things will start to change up a little bit. I'm hoping because I can't go like it is right now. I'm going to lose my mind. So.
Yeah, that's what. I just told John B. We just can't wait till things get back to
even semi-normal.
Butch, you're not helping my case.
What do you say?
We're such big babies.
You are. You know me. I would rather die than tell you when I'm hurting. Okay.
I know. Yeah.
And you have to say, just tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth. You walk in. Could you feel this bump? Could you look at this? This is really hurting. Are you sure? Is there anything I should look for? Look at this bump. I need you to feel the bump. I don't want to feel the bump. Feel the bump. I swear.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, I mean, it was the same way in the medical field, too.
All right. Your buddy Ronald's on the line. Morning, Ronald.
Morning, Ronald.
Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Alan. Alan, you take a poll. You sound real good, Alan. You sound good. Listening to the show. I'm enjoying listening to the show there. Good morning, Miss Robin. How you doing? And Alan, you got a good lady taking care of you.
That's true.
Miss Robin, I know you were in the medical school, like you say.
I was in the medical school. I did ultrasounds, but I did about 2 months on and off or 3 months at shock trauma, just training, just learning. That's why I was there.
Yeah.
But most of my time was spent on the Eastern Shore doing stuff at the hospital. I worked at a hospital.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good.
25 years, and she has the pin.
I have the pin.
Yeah.
And I wish good luck, Donald Trump. You know, I wish him good luck in everything there, you know.
Sure.
I really do, yeah.
Oh, I have no doubt he landed on his feet, you know.
Oh, he will. I mean, this whole thing is just.
Well, I hope he did, Alan. I hope he did.
Yep.
And the next time, Alan, I'll make sure I talk to you and Robin about some, like you said, red perch. I delivered that red perch with Athens seafood, and I like the way that red perch looked, though, but I never ate it. But like you said, you got a yellow perch, you got white perch, and then you got the red perch.
Yeah, the red perch is a name for another fish, another ocean run fish.
Oh, so, really? What's that?
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Yep.
Oh, well, Alan knows. Miss Robbie, when it comes to Alan, Alan knows.
Yeah. If he doesn't, he asked me to Google it. It's okay.
Yep.
That's why we work so well together.
All right. I enjoy the show. I enjoy the show. And y'all have a wonderful day. Yeah. And take it easy out here. On
oh, yeah.
Yeah, give Miss Ruth a hug for us.
Okay, Miss Robin. You take care. And Alan, you do the same.
Man. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Miss Fran, good morning.
Yes. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Robin, I'm glad to see you well enough to come in this hour.
It was a rough headache when I woke up, man. It was. I think it's a barometer, you know what I mean, with all this changing weather in my sinuses.
It's just the whole way we have to live today.
It is that.
It is that.
I know you said enough about the fall, but I just want to say one thing. Robin is right about men don't look down when they walk. But I want to say this, and maybe it'll help you learn to train yourself, Alan, to look down. First of all, didn't Robin ask you not to go out?
Yep.
I'm moving right along. Here's something that might help you look down. Your brain is your life. You must protect your head at all times. Going out after dark with vision, not what it used to be, is a risk. You can't take risks like that. Because what can happen, a whole bunch of other people will make all your decisions for you the rest of your life. Now, moving right along, I wanted to give a shout out today.
How uplifting, friend.
I think
Thank
they're
you
smart.
So much.
Anyway, I wanted to give a shout out to all the animal species that take the time to court and pick a loved one for life for Valentine's Day.
All the wildlife that does that?
Yeah, you know, elephants and, uh-huh. and, you know, there's just all kinds. It's a long list.
Yeah, we were watching the squirrels out here yesterday.
Yeah, they caught them and they squirrel. Now, I'm not talking about the animals that have a different outlook on life, but I'm talking about the ones that do their best to impress the female and court her and let her choose and stuff like that. I want to give a shout out to them for Valentine's Day tomorrow and for you too, Valentine's Day tomorrow. And for you men who couldn't get out because of the weather, the ice, the virus and all of that, find something, make up a card handmade with your own words.
Smart woman.
There you go.
There you go.
Smart woman.
All right. Take care.
You take care. You take it easy.
All right, Fran. Thank you so much. Did you hear the numbers on the diabetes, dear? Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Isn't he doing wonderful?
Yes, he is.
So.
Yes, he is. I'm proud of him.
Yep.
Well, see, as we get older, we're supposed to gain wisdom.
One thing at a time, Fran. I got to learn to look down first.
Hey, look, Fran, he trips over my grandson's toys all the time. And I said, all you got to do is look down when you're walking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think a lot of that I learned from the hospital because we always had to look for spills and different stuff so that we, you know, it was a liability thing.
Right.
Plus, I have an artificial hip and knee, but I've always looked down since then.
Like
because
I said, if they think about the consequences of damaging that brain, maybe that'll help them learn to look down.
You know what my biggest fear is? Somebody's got to help my butt back up. And
oh, please. When he said he had to assess his situation before the guy helped him get up, I've fallen more times than I want to remember. And two or three people run to help me get up. And one will have the arms, and one will have the legs, and one will be... I said, wait, hold it. Let me try to figure out how we could all work together here.
No, yeah, that's right.
That's
exactly
correct.
Right.
They can hurt you more than the fall.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just as soon have somebody... You know, stand back a second, give me a minute.
Exactly.
And I will be more than glad to let you help me when I'm ready to be helped. And and that's not I'm not trying to be mean or, you know, dismissive or anything like that. It's
would
just.
Would you bring me the other phone? $1.
That's all right. All right, girl.
Do you know what else, friend? He should be happy the FedEx guy was out there because if I didn't order all the things I order, he wouldn't have been there.
That's right.
He wasn't
you never
here.
Know. He could have been laying out there, and you thought he was just taking a while at the truck and didn't even know he was in trouble.
I wouldn't have looked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. She doesn't look down except down her nose at me.
Oh, my.
Sorry.
Okay.
No, it's true, though. Men don't look down. As a matter of fact, retailers know this. So if they are trying to market their products to men, they put everything that they want a man to see at eye level. If they're marketing to women, they put it below their hips level so that women will look down and look in the bins and look on the shelves underneath to find what they're after.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
All right.
Kind of like a man looking for something he can't find that's his.
Okay.
Goodbye, Fran. Have a great day. Stay safe and watch out for the ice, please, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was nice.
Aw. Look, there's a warning now right below us.
I see that. Let's talk to Bruce in Baltimore City. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. So I'm glad you're getting better, Alan. So, lucky fall. About 20 years ago, I worked 11-7. Should finish up in the morning at a steel plant, back from steel.
Right.
It's a pretty good walk out of the asphalt walkway, and there was a lot of ice.
Yeah.
And I'm walking out with a fresh cup of coffee, and it was perfect. Just the right amount of cream and sugar.
Oh, man.
I'm glad that I didn't get stuck working overtime. My relief came in, and I'm walking out in a good mood. And my feet went out from underneath of me on the ice, started to go down. I've always been agile. Managed to get, of course, the coffee cup went one
way. Oh, yeah.
And I had a down jacket that adds a little extra padding. When I slipped, fell forward, I managed to get my hands in front of me, that the cushion a fall, and I literally slid on the ice. It was a slight incline, slid down that slight little hill for about 15 feet and didn't get hurt at all.
Well, you were blessed.
You were very blessed that day, buddy. That's for sure.
And I laughed. And that made the start of the day go even better. Have a good day.
You have a great day.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate that.
I've fallen three times on ice, and none of mine were as lucky as his.
I fell under my car when I was working at the bank in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. I was very young. I don't even know if I was out of my teen years yet. I was working Friday evening, and I don't know if I'd gone to dinner or what had happened, but. You know, the bank was open on Friday nights, and I walked to my car, and I went under the car when I fell on the ice. The only other time I fell on the ice was that we were visiting a friend in Baltimore County, And unbeknownst to us, it had iced up while we were inside during our visit. And I walked outside and hit his frozen porch and went down on my side on the frozen porch. And that wasn't pleasant either. So, no, falling on ice is not a fun thing.
Just for these youngsters that are out there. Okay, in case they don't realize how important this is today with this ice. I mean, we're getting about a half inch of ice, okay, quarter to a half inch. Doesn't sound like a lot, okay, but I worked the ice storm over, what was it, 93, 94?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there at the hospital. We had pediatricians working on broken legs, okay. You had every doctor we could get in there, okay. They had patients. The ER was so full. There were two beds pushed into every ER room, and there were beds going completely down the hall in the hospital all the way from the ER to the cafeteria with people who had fallen or car wrecks. Okay? It is not something to take lightly. You know, we're joking about falling on the ice and everything. But, I mean, it was horrible. And those people have to be fixed up. They're not some of the head injuries were very, very bad, but, you know, it's not a mass casualty thing like that, but it you have to be taken care of at a hospital. And it really is painful. And it's expensive, because if you don't have insurance.
Uh-huh.
So, just be careful. And also, make sure your phone is charged.
Ooh, that's a good tip.
Because when I fell out back, I had 1% left on my phone. I got a phone call out to my best friend, and by the time she finally got here to help me up off the ice, I was almost hypothermic. But that was the only 1%, and I couldn't call anybody else after I hung up with her, after it went off. I just said, I need your help in the backyard. Find a way in.
Well, that worked out for you.
Well, yeah, except, I mean, it was not good.
No. Hypothermia is nothing to laugh at either. I remember when I first started working for my first fishing magazine that I worked for, there was a pretty well-known bass fisherman that was in a tournament in Florida. As a matter of fact, he was a manufacturer, and I can't remember what company he was with, but I think it was a plastic worm company, was fishing a tournament, and their boat went over in a storm. One guy survived, and the other guy passed because of hypothermia. And that's nothing to mess with when your body core temperature drops. No. And I guess we should spend more time talking about that kind of stuff on this show. You know, what really can happen in the outdoors if you're not careful, if you ignore the situation around you. Look, that deer's going to be there another day. You know, there's no question about it. Those geese are going to be there another day. I went on a diver duck hunt. And I was in Dorchester County. It was in the middle of January. I don't know how many years ago now. But let me see how many ducks in here were taken on that hunt. At least three. Anyway, it was a great day. But there was a storm coming in, almost like a hurricane type of situation. You know, shear winds and that type of thing. And it went from low 50s into the mid 30s in about 4 or 5 hours, and the birds were just flying. But I recall some young men out of Salisbury went out in a canoe, and I don't remember if they were duck hunting or not, but they got overturned and they all lost their lives. So, you know, weather has an impact on what you do.
Yeah, we had a friend's grandson pass away duck hunting because of ice and right, and I think he drowned.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Anyway, on that cheery note, do we have any callers on the line, Chris?
I agree with you. It's important that we talk about that kind of stuff, because people don't always think about it. They always, you know.
Well, the other thing you want to add to this, too, is make sure that you have a tank full of gas.
Oh, good,
yes.
Good one.
Tank full of gas.
And a blanket in the back and a few other things.
And a full cell phone.
Yes.
You guys are all making great points.
That's because we's good.
Well, we know you're good. We understand that. But these are things that people don't think about. They really don't.
No, they're too busy worried about the milk and the bread.
Yeah, Brian called me last night to make sure we had full tanks of gas.
Right. Got it. But if you don't go anywhere, what difference does it make?
Because, well, two things. If you're too low, you're and you got any kind of water in your tank, you're going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. That's true. When I lived in Baltimore County, I got we went through one of these ice storms, cold weather deals, and the fuel line froze in my truck. Now, I had plenty of gas, but the driveway had gotten icy, and I was parked on it, and the fuel line froze. Something in the fuel line froze. I guess there was some water in the tank or water in the fuel line, water in the gas. And I'll never forget. I took the iron, the clothes iron, and plugged it in to an extension cord and ran it into the house and shoved the iron under the car. And it took about a day for that to thaw out enough with that heat coming off that iron. You know, turned to flat part.
Yeah, I know,
up.
But you didn't have anything more than iron?
Nothing more. No.
Okay.
Well, he's not going to have a hair dryer.
No, a hair dryer would never have done it. But the iron worked out fine.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you can't take a blowtorch to a gas
line. No, that wouldn't work either. Not too good.
Well, you could. You just don't have a truck.
Sure. Yeah, you could do that.
You could do anything. You just won't have a vehicle to drive.
Exactly.
Or a face if you're not careful. Okay.
All right. 410 WCBM 680. Save us, somebody.
Well, I thought we were having pretty good there. I got to say, when I was in the bedroom listening, Mark's story about Linux was really interesting to me.
It was. It was.
I got to tell you, Mark, that really was good.
Yep.
I want to find the name of that show because to me that would be interesting.
He said it was Nova on PBS.
Okay.
So there you go. Speaking of Linux, Linux spray-on bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. If you're a waterman, think about it. All that stuff. An oysterman, think about it. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, tools, your Linex bed liner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Even baskets full of crabs. And they do resist a lot of chemicals, there's no question. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off of Ritchie Highway, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Bobby Hawkins is the man at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle with a product called Value Guard. Protects your vehicle from rust. They spray it in all the nooks and crannies for rust protection. Do what I did. Have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner today. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. If you're looking for a new backyard grill, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries pellet grills by Traeger. They carry Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. They're all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in the showroom. How about some premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces can add that special look to any room, and glass gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. It really is nice sitting out there making s'mores or toasting marshmallows. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and get ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Big sale coming up at Clyde Sports Shop. Starts on Friday, March 5th. Runs through Sunday, the 14th. It's their 10-day Let's Go Fishing Sale. Save on premium monofilament line wound on your spools for half price, half the regular price, from only 1 cent a yard. If you bring your empty spools in, Clyde's will fill them with premium monofilament for half price. That's right. Tackle for perch and trout on sale. Shakespeare, Ugly Sticks, and Fluger. All the rods and reels are on sale. The Penn spinning reels are on sale featuring the Battle 2 series. Fluger spinning reels are on sale featuring the President series. Kids combos and fishing kits on sale. All trolling lures on sale. Clark spoons, Sea Striker planers. You know, the trolling stuff for later in the summer for the Spanish mackerels and such. Check out the full line of St. Croix rods, too. Live and frozen bait. Minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, lures, hooks, weights, bobbers, tackle for perch, trout, panfish and bass, rockfish, circle hooks, bucktails, umbrella rigs, and parachute rigs. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit. Number 9 at phone number 410-242-6108. 242-6108 since 1957, Clyde Sports. .com is the website. Two S's in the middle. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back after these messages.
A winter weather advisory is going to be in effect from this morning until 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. A wintry mix should lead to some snow and ice accumulation. It will be snow initially to start off this Saturday, then a transition to freezing rain and sleet during the afternoon with some ice accumulation, a high close to 30. That wintry mix will continue to the evening hours with an overnight low of 27. There may be freezing rain early tomorrow, then cloudy with a high of 41, and some showers on Monday with a high temperature hitting the upper 30s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right, we got a lot of callers lined up. Let's go right to the callers. Henry in Baltimore City, good morning.
Hello, Henry.
Yeah.
You're on.
Yeah. I have to watch out for the weather, too, because a couple of times I slipped. I didn't know that it was bad out there. I was walking down the steps, kind of slipped.
That happened.
I hold my balance.
Yeah.
But it could be tricky because they're calling for a storm. And
yeah, that's right, Henry.
You have to get prepared.
That's right. Hey, Henry, we have to let you go. Your radio in the background is really, really interfering, okay? Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I just have a joke. I don't know if you heard it. It's the bear and the rabbit.
Nope.
I don't know. Should we have our finger on the dump button?
Well, I make it clean.
All right.
Okay.
So So the bear's walking in the woods, runs across a rabbit, and he looks at the rabbit and says,
appreciate it. Okay, Jordan, good morning. Keep it clean, buddy.
Good morning, and how are you doing? Happy Valentine's Day to both of you.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm glad you're both doing a bit better.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, I'm calling. Boy, this seems to be the fall show instead of winter.
No kidding.
Oh, that's
good.
That's
funny. That's a good one.
That's a good one, Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan.
So, here, but I was shoveling snow yesterday, and it was a neighbor's walk, too. I was just trying to do a good deed. And if you ever watched Laurel and Hardy or the Three Stooges for the first time, my feet went out from under me.
Uh-oh.
And I really fell. Nobody saw me.
Are you okay?
I know if they saw me, they would have laughed. It was funny. I even laughed. Thank goodness I'm okay.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Awesome.
Yep.
So that was really good, but I want you to be well. Take care. Be safe in the ice and snow, and have a great Valentine's Day.
All right, Jordan. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Uncle Dale from Easton, Maryland. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Thank you for coffee yesterday. Enjoyed it.
Oh, no. You bought. It was your turn.
Well, that's all right. We haven't gotten together for a while.
No, it's been a while.
I'm glad you all did.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it was nice. In fact, Robin, I've got something I need to show you. We just bought a new TV, and we have there's a feature on it that shows pictures.
Oh yeah, and I've got one in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we've got my grandson on there, and it's something that's pretty neat.
I woke up one night, my son-in-law was staring at me.
Alan, got a question on that bill that just passed. Is there a grandfather thing in there for guns? Because I've turned my firearms over to my son a while back.
No, I think it's, you know, it was vetoed last year by the governor. Rightly so, should have been, and now the veto has been overridden. So. I haven't read the details, Dale, honestly.
Yeah, I didn't know whether, you know, the stuff that had been done previously would be exempt from any kind of registration or not. That's,
you know, normally I think those bills are, you know, there's a time stamp on them, you know, starts July 1st, begins October 1st or whatever.
Right.
But talking to the gun dealer I talked to yesterday, he said he's thinking it's going to be like 30 days. So who knows? Maybe it's something different. On an override vote on a bill that was, you know, passed last year. I don't know the answer.
Now, when you say 30 days, 30 days from the override, it would come into effect?
He said yesterday, I guess in about 30 days, we're going to have to start filling out paperwork on private transfers.
Okay.
That's as far as it went.
I'm just curious if there's a retroactive nature to this thing or not, because
I will try to find the answer for that.
Yeah, I'm curious because, like I said, I turned my stuff over to my son.
Sure.
And depending on what the bill says, it could have been yesterday, it could have been 5 years ago.
Right, exactly.
So, welcome to the People's Republic of Maryland.
Oh, boy, it's getting worse and worse, isn't it?
It's going to get. Thing is, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. I'm afraid the light at the end of the tunnel is the oncoming 545.
It's very possible.
You got it. All right, sir.
All right, buddy. You have a good day.
You too. Stay safe.
Stay inside. Stay inside.
Yeah. Stay safe, y'all.
All right, buddy. Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Have a great one.
Dan up there in Timonium. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm great. I called you last week and said... commented on something. I don't recall what it was, but I told you I was on my way down to Eastern Shore to do some waterfowl hunting.
Yes.
And it was youth day, but DNR opened it up also to veterans.
Right.
So it was myself and three other veterans. We got the goose blind and let it out by 8:30. Had a good day. Saw lots of geese flying. But then for the first time in my life, I went duck hunting with these guys.
Okay.
And we were sitting on a in a blind on the edge of the chop tank.
Okay.
Right near the bridge. And there was a duck way, way out there, started swimming towards us. They told me, well, if you're close enough, you stand up, and when it takes off, shoot it. Well, it came close enough. I shot it, and when we retrieved it, everybody was really excited. I didn't know why. It turned out it was a golden eye.
Oh, my gosh. They're very rare. Yep.
So
very rare.
First duck I ever shot in my life turned out to be a real trophy.
Yes. A Drake golden eye?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yep.
And it was a mature one, good size one. So I'm going to have that mounted and put on the wall.
I think you should. That was one of the birds that that day we goose hunted for about 15 minutes. There were some geese on the ground, and as they started to fly, my buddy said, now six of them are going to come over the end of that shed, or some of them are going to come over the end of the shed when they fly. And sure enough, six of them flew over at, you know, rooftop level, and I dropped one. And that, he said, that's great. That's the first time anybody's ever killed one. We've done that a half a dozen times. So we put that one in the garage, and then we got out. Once the weather, the rain stopped, we went out and got in the boat. And while he was pulling the boat up on the up into cover, I heard they call these golden eyes whistlers. Okay, I heard this whistle of wings coming, maybe it's the sound they make. I looked up and there's some ducks flying over, and I just pulled the shotgun up and shot. And amazingly, one of them fell out, and that it was a Drake golden eye. And they're a gorgeous animal, gorgeous. He's hanging right back here over my right shoulder. So, killed a canvasback, a bluebill, and a golden eye that day. Quite a day. Still with us, Dan?
On the subject of the gun registration, I read that it is taking effect in 30 days.
In 30 days, okay.
Yes, sir. And I also haven't seen whether or not the state police will be registering the gun. If you recall, the state police were very, very much against it.
Yes.
Last thing in the world they want is a bunch of unknown people showing up on their doorstep on Saturday morning carrying guns.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a FFL dealer deal rather than the state police. I'm not sure, but I think that's what it is.
Well, that becomes a problem, too, because a number of FFL people I know aren't going to do it. They say it's not worth the effort. And,
right.
They don't want it clogging up their books.
Exactly. And that's what has to happen. Every firearm that comes in has to be logged. And it has to be logged if it's in for a repair. It has to be logged if it's a transfer. It has to, you know, let's say somebody buys one online or from another dealer out of state and they use their local FFL dealer to transfer it in. These guns all have to be meticulously logged because if you've ever undergone a ATF audit, that's something you don't want to happen. You don't want federal agents in your building for a week going through every record and pointing out every jot and tittle. And Robin knows what that is.
Mm-hmm.
As far as errors in your work, so it's I can see where the dealers would be against it as well. So,
well,
all right, my friend. Thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Take care.
So long, Alan.
So long, Dan.
Bye bye.
Stay safe out there.
Bye.
Let's talk to Daddy Cool and then Butch. Good morning, Daddy Cool.
Yay! How are you doing, Alan?
Doing all right. How about you, buddy?
And the missus?
Doing good, thank you.
That's great. Yeah, I called you today because you're an incentive. I'm getting my fishing license today.
Good for you, man.
I got three rods in my camper, and I'm going to maybe go to Tidings Park up here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Or Cox's Point.
Yeah.
And just fish a little bit.
But
I'm a retired trucker.
Yep.
And I'd like to say about to the truckers, you know, like, be careful when you get out of your cab or your truck and look for that black ice that creeps up on you. You know, be careful going in to get some good food at a nice restaurant. Support them restaurants, even if you got to carry it out.
That's right.
Yeah. And, well, I'm sorry to hear about your accident, but, you know, you can't keep an old dog down.
That's right.
Now, if you're going to pull through good because you got determination.
I do.
And you got a good woman there with you.
I do.
And I miss mine. But that's about it, Ellis.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks, Daddy Cool, and good luck out there fishing.
Thank you.
All right.
You did great today.
Daddy Cool, are you over 65?
Good luck out there fishing.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right.
You did great today.
Daddy Cool, are you over?
There we go. All right, let's talk to Butch. Good morning, Butch. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Just a couple things on the gun bills. I know gentleman John Jocelyn puts a tremendous amount of time into 2A Maryland.
Yes, 2A Maryland. We've mentioned John before. Yep.
And, you know, you can go to his website and find a tremendous amount of information. And he does complain about us sitting on our hands, and I guess I'm as guilty as the next guy. Just feel like we've been kicked in the shorts for 4 years and we're just not getting anywhere, and they just seem like they're going to keep running over us and using law-abiding citizens to pass bills on to make it feel good about all the violence that's going on in the city. And
exactly. Well, I do think that in the entire country, we have to lean on our sheriff's department because they are charged with enforcing the Constitution. And yeah. If you remember during the gun hearings, a number of sheriff's departments said that they would not comply, they would not enforce some of these firearm laws because they were unconstitutional. They were trampling on the Second Amendment, and they were charged with enforcing the laws of the Constitution.
Right.
Or the rules of the Constitution. So.
Yeah, I'd say there's just so much stuff that we're getting trampled on, and you know, it's almost like even when we call our representatives, you know, it's like falling on deaf ears. I don't know what people have over them or whatever, but it's, you know, for as many firearm owners there are out there, we just can't get our fair shake.
Butch, in politics, the old adage holds true. Money talks.
Yeah.
And the rest of it walks.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if you're not registered to vote and you're not in touch with your local politician, then you are part of the problem, not part of the solution. If you don't make your opinions known to your local elected representatives, they're going to just say, hey, we're here. The people that elected us aren't. We're not hearing from them. They must not care, and they do what they damn well please.
Yeah, I tell you, and some of that, yeah, I got to say, you know, going out with you to Annapolis, you know, my local reps, you know, they know me by face. You know, I remember saying, you know. And
yeah, right.
And, you know, so it makes a difference, you know, when
it
they
certainly
get
does. And see
you.
Yep.
It does make a difference.
Indeed. Well, thank you for the call, buddy. I appreciate that.
About the hypothermia, you know, that is on the hunter safety test.
It is. You're absolutely right.
Outdoorsmen, not just hunters, outdoorsmen. You know, that's the number one killer of outdoorsmen is hypothermia.
So I did not know that.
Yep.
Number one thing of death for outdoorsmen is hypothermia because
it's
such a broad spectrum of hikers and campers and, you know, hunters and fishermen and canoers and, you know, everybody.
Everybody, yep.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's where you get it, in the outdoors.
That's right.
Don't mean to be flip about it, but it is true. You got to bundle up. And, you know, people say, well, how do you stay? Well, I about froze to death last Wednesday out there in that primitive season. How do you stay warm? Well, you know, when I say about froze to death, that's not quite true. My hands got colder than anything. And that's because I didn't, have sufficient gloves. If I would have had better gloves, I would have been better off. But that was my own fault for leaving my gloves in the truck and getting anxious to get out there, you know. So, so. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yes, have a great one.
Stay safe. You too.
All right, you too. Thanks, Butch. Bye-bye. So Clyde Sport Shop is having their 10-day Let's Go Fishing Sale. It starts March 5th. That's less than a month away. And runs through March 14th. Tackle for perch and trout and everything else on sale. And you can save money on fishing line. It's time to replace the line on your reels. Just strip it off. Take your empty spool in there. And they will fill your spool with new premium monofilament. Starting at just 1 cent per yard. But for half price. Okay. So if it's normally 8 cents a yard, you're going to get it for four. If it's normally 4 cents a yard, you're going to get it for two. They'll fill it. They'll do a great job. And that's a lot of times where I get line replaced on my reels is Clyde Sports Shop, no question. Shakespeare, the Ugly Stick, and Fluger rods and reels are all on sale. Penn spinning reels are on sale featuring the Battle 2 series. Fluger spinning reels are on sale featuring the President series. All trolling lures are on sale. Kids combos and fishing kits are on sale. And some of these are, you know, species specific, like trout or bass or cat or panfish and more. You can check out the selection of St. Croix rods as well. So for live and frozen bait, fishing licenses, rod repairs, all kinds of lures and fishing tackle for everything, head to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. And don't forget the 10-day Let's Go Fishing Sale, March 5th through March 14th. Are you enjoying the fireplace, babe?
Oh, I love my fireplace. You know it.
I do. I do. The other night I couldn't sleep. I just came out here and just sat. The fireplace would cycle on and off. I didn't touch it. I didn't do anything to the remote. And, you know, it was very nice just sitting here watching that fireplace. So, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. And we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Hearth America to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after several disappointing visits and follow-up to different places in the Delmarva region. We settled on Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They offered the best service, the best products, and it gave us the answers that we were looking for, no question. They did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service as well. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our remote control gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands of gas fireplace inserts. Now's the perfect time to own one, or a new pellet stove, or a new gas grill, or stove, now new or electric stove, or a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If you want heat, Hearth America is your fireplace. Linex spray-on bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest truck bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a weekend warrior, or a waterman, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, bags of razor clams or tools, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call at 410-455-4000. 0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on bed liner and truck gear today. And we'll be right back.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Cakes and rockfish too. We thank the Lord and say the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living. Talking about the man, talking about the water man. I'm talking about the man, trout, line, crabs, tall and oysters, and working the bait. Talking about the man who makes his living on the water every day. I'm talking about the man.
All right, talking about the water man.
Yep.
How about that?
I love that song.
So, on the first day of the deer season, first day, Hunter fell out of his tree stand. He broke both legs. He looks at the doctor and says, why couldn't this happen on my last day of deer hunting?
He said, this is. The
doctor said it is.
Sorry.
You're right.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to take your...
That's all right.
It was just so good. I like that one.
Yeah. All right. All right, Chris. Thanks for a great day today. Good producing endeavor there.
You're welcome. I would wish you that you would just stay very safe and stay in today.
Get home.
Get home before all this starts. Yeah.
Stay in.
All right.
Y'all take it easy.
Robin, you going to say something?
Everybody, get out, stay safe.
Don't get out. Don't.
No, wait a minute. I'm not done. Stay upright, and maybe today is the day to stay home.
There you go.
I wasn't done.
I know you weren't done.
Y'all have a wonderful day. Good week.
Stay connected.